The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Monday for sure. It's June 3rd, 2019 with Joe Piscopo on the radio, the flagship station we are of all of Salem Media, and proud to be in New York, New York on AM 970 The Answer, around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. You're welcome to call on our Balance of Nature phone lines anytime at 877-970-2999. I see the calls. I'm going there in a second. I just want to the news of the day, fill you in on that, if I may, where the president is in England, he's in Britain, and it looks, they've given him literally the royal treatment over there, and he just looks great. And I swear to goodness gracious, I saw the president, you know those guards with those, and to me, I say this as an American and no disrespect, the funny looking hats that they wear, the guards wear with the big bushy things that look like a big black bush on top of the head there. What is that thing? What's that hat, Frank, that they wear?
I know exactly what you're describing, but I don't know the name of it.
It's like that big hat. I don't know how they hold their heads up with that big hat. The president's talking to the guards, and you never see those guards even sweat. You never see them look.
They call it a bearskin hat. A bearskin helmet, technically.
Yeah. Well, the president's talking to them. It was great. It was great to see. I love that about this president. Hey, how are you? Good to see you. Hey, where are you from? I don't know. I mean, what are they talking about? So anyway, we'll see what happens over there as the president and the first lady are over there, and they're going to have a private lunch with the queen, and they're going to have a whole thing with the royal family, so that's going to be a lot. Now, this, I guess, will lead to, is the president going to Normandy for the 75th anniversary, Frank, on the 6th, I believe he is.
So he's going to be in Europe for a 5-day trip overall, and 3 of those days are in the United Kingdom. So I would imagine he'll be there. He'll be there for Thursday.
Let's hope it doesn't rain again where he says he can't make it because of the bad.
It kills. And thanks for bringing that up, Al, because it's true. He was supposed to go. He couldn't make it in the helicopter. But we don't know the threats. You don't know the Secret Service. You can't go. You don't go.
The road is. I mean, that's, you know, right. Again, the road that's was a right. logistical nightmare for
that's
the Secret
exactly
Service.
Right.
So I
that's
mean, you
exactly
got to forgive
right.
the guy for not making it there in these torrential rainstorms.
This is since Ronald Reagan, the most patriotic president that I could possibly remember. So I don't even want to hear it. But a big shout out to Fox News last night, because my cousin Paulie texted me and said, "Hey, Fox News now." I go, "Oh, what's now?" Because I didn't really want to watch. I don't want to watch Senator Gillibrand. I'm not buying that at all, and I don't even want to waste time watching it. And forgive me.
She's still in the race?
No, they did a town hall with her. They did a town hall, and I understand the objective. And you have to applaud, by the way, Fox News for being that objective, because the other networks are just plain not, as Brent Bozell said. So, but I didn't want to watch it. So then Paulie goes, "Hey, check out Fox News now." So before I went to bed, I said, "Wow, they did it." Martha McCollum did such a great piece on D-Day's 75th anniversary. Such a great, well-produced piece on Fox News about D-Day. God bless them for doing that, because you forget. Now, as you watch, and if I could just lean into this for a second, there's a lot going on today, but if you watch, and I'm sure you could get that if you do D-Day Fox News, if you Google that, you'll see the video of it. What we did as Americans to go through, and that was just the European theater. That wasn't even on the Pacific theater yet. What we did, how we orchestrated that fight, how we join together as nations, starting with the United States of America. And I'm watching, and I remember everything about D-Day that my pop told me, and how my pop, here he was a captain in charge of 200 men in the United States Army Air Corps in Italy, feeding those bombs that were about to go over to Normandy on the plane, and they didn't know anything till the very last minute, and they just heard there was a quote-unquote invasion. Invasion, and they just what invasion? They weren't told till the absolute last minute, and then the things that happened. The weather was bad, and that Dwight Eisenhower, our Allied Supreme Commander, had to postpone it one day from June 5th to June 6th, and then the tides when they went to land on one beach in Omaha Beach, and then the tides moved them up, and what? And then when you had they didn't take into consideration the weight of the equipment, and soldiers drowned. And what we went through, and then to see the anti-American rhetoric coming out of the United States House of Representatives and the Democrats and the progressives and the socialists. How could you say, how could you not applaud the United States? That's what I was brought up on, man. That's what I was brought up on. My father telling me what we did. And I would have to ask him, as the way Charlie, my little 8-year-old, asked me now, well, wait, did we, how, why did we fight Japan? And I had to tell them, well, they attacked us. They attacked us. Yet we went over and we, not only did we win, we gave them back their sovereignty. We gave Japan back the country. We could have been the United States of Europe. You know, we could have been. We could have been the United States of Japan. We could have taken over the world. We did not. We gave back the sovereignty. We let the Russians go into Berlin to take Hitler when George Patton was poised, locked, and loaded to go in. You know that. We let the Russians go in because they had 20 million killed. Let the Russians do it. What? We could have got, no, let the Russians do it. And what did they do? They ended up splitting up Germany. But we always do the right thing. And I'm tired. Sick and tired, nauseatingly tired of people criticizing us. You think back of the history that we did, how we helped people, and we were never great. America was never that great. Thank you, Governor. I mean, really. So I applaud Fox News. You know what that is? That's a history lesson. When Fox puts that on, that's a history lesson. And it's for the kids, and it's for the millennials that have no idea, how much we have done. And I don't want to hear millennials. I don't want to hear people from other countries who were born in other countries who come here and then hate America and do not appreciate America. I just have no patience for it anymore. 12 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Angelo in New Jersey. Good morning, Angelo. What is on your mind this morning?
How you doing, Joe? I don't know if you remember, I was your DOT reporter when you first started.
You were the DOT?
The Jerry Lewis? Yeah, DOT. Yeah. Remember DOT? I used to call you from the truck.
That's right, Angelo. The Department of Transportation, of course, man.
That's it.
How are you? Know you were there from day one, my friend. How are you, Angelo?
Day one. Good. Well, it's 4 years since I'm retired. Going in September will be 4 years.
Well, how you doing? But what are you doing? You're not retired. I'm sure you're doing something on the side. Come on, really, right?
I remember I did my Jerry Lewis. I put a Jerry Lewis show together. I have a Martin Lewis. I have a Rat Pack show. I'm writing skits, and I'm trying
great.
To get out there to keep the legends going. I'm trying to keep these legends going the way you do.
That's it.
There's nothing like classics today. There's nothing going on, and thank God we got a president who has guts, that he says what he says from his heart.
Yeah,
and we have to keep things going. You know, things are not what they used to be, and it's a shame.
That's right. And Angel, you're with the Jersey Department of Transportation?
No, I was in New York. I was in New York, and I retired and went to Jersey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it, man, because everybody's leaving. Angelo, God bless you, and thank you, man. Listen, thanks for
God
listening. Thanks for being there, my friend, and keep the legacy alive. Here's a guy only on our show. Only on our show. Angelo calls with day one. I remember the Department of Transportation put in all those years, and then he goes, now I'm going to retire, and I'm going to go do my Jerry Lewis impression. And the guy's working as Jerry Lewis from the Department of Transportation. Only me. Frankie, you got to love it, man. You know?
Absolutely.
Lady, hi. Did he go up to people, you think, when they were on the side of the road? Would you like to have your engine fixed? Did you have a flat tire? I could fix your tire.
That's very funny.
Lady, we could do the tire, please. You're a very nice man. I'd like to fix your flat tire, please. The Department of Transportation in Jersey was great. I remember one time, I think I told you this before, I ran out of gas or it was a flat tire or something. And I was like, oh, man, no, I think I ran out of gas because it was really dumb. And then I called the roadside, General Motors roadside. And they go, where are you? What exit? And they had 1,000 questions. DOT, boom. That truck that you see when you're on the turnpike, you're on 78. You're on the parkway. The guy pulled over. He had the gas. Boom. Totally took care of me. I appreciate that. And that's probably something from the government. So we appreciate all the hard workers on the roads of New York and New Jersey. So it's a Joe on the radio. You know, I want to go by, it's a quarter after 9 o'clock. I'm hearing virtually nothing about this Virginia Beach shooting anymore. And it's all about the president in England, and that is vital for sure. But I don't know what to do or how to address this. I really don't. You know, memorials popping up now, reading here throughout Virginia Beach and, to honor the victims. But we have become so desensitized to these shootings, we're not even reporting it anymore. There's a creep. He came in, and I don't want to hear his mental problems. I don't want to hear it. No regard for it. He's a cockroach. God forgive me. It's Satan that walks the earth when this happens, and he can rot in hell for all I care. God forgive me. He's going to kill, I guess, did he kill 12? He killed 12? Or was it 12 altogether? I don't even know. It's like, but I posted the victims on Twitter, but inexcusable, yet it keeps happening. It keeps happening, and how do you stop it? Now, you could blame the guns. Oh, it's guns. Oh, it's the NRA. And that is a flawed narrative right there. You can't blame the NRA is where the safe gun owners are. That's what the NRA is about. And you could argue, is it a lobbyist? Do they help the gun manufacturers? I understand that criticism, but you can't blame the NRA. The NRA is where the registered gun owners are. It's how do these wackos get the weapons? How does this guy go get an extended stock of weapons? How does he go? And he's crazy. Were there no red flags? And how do you go over that? And I had an idea of maybe regionally, you take Facebook, you take Google, you take Microsoft, you take Apple. You take all these people that run our lives and own us, and maybe they can start putting up different algorithms that will read and see and give us some red flags on what's happening here. And I think you can do it. We had, remember the lunch we had, Frankie, you were there when we were in Union at Del Bonito's, I believe we were, right?
Yeah. Yeah, great place.
Yeah, it was a great place, right? Vic Richard, my buddy, got me over there. We were with our good friends at Trinitas, and Joe Giovanello from Durasan was there, and our friend, the unknown veteran, was there. And we had a great, great, and Mike Lindell held court, and he explained to us how you can, with algorithms find out, and nobody knows that better than Mike Lindell, Mr. MyPillow, how you could find out somebody and the red flags will surface if you do it like that. And you know, wouldn't that be nice if that was an initiative from the Democratic Party, for example?
Or from the Republicans.
Yeah, anybody, for crying out loud. Somebody step up. Holy moly. So this, am I wrong, Frank? It just, the story went and we didn't even go,
well, no,
I don't think, huh?
No, yeah, you're exactly right. So, Michael Smerconish led off his CNN show saying basically he wondered whether to even cover it because, these gun mass shootings are now so common we're so desensitized, as you said,
yep,
and
yep,
they
yep.
all follow the same familiar pattern. First, it's, shock and sadness, then it's outrage, then it's calls for gun controls, then it's response, oh, it's not the gun control, it's mental illness.
Yeah.
And then in 12 hours we forget about it because James Holzhauer is still winning at Jeopardy. I thought he kind of traced how we cover these mass shootings as well as anybody. And look, he said, and I think he's right, like if we didn't do anything as a country after Sandy Hook when all those children were murdered, we're never going to do anything.
Yeah.
So let's just stop pretending that we're ever going to do anything, right? So
yeah.
This is going to be with us forever. In our lifetime.
Yep, yep,
so
yep.
Until we as a country decide, A, that we're not going to tolerate this anymore, and then, two, we have the wherewithal to, one, understand why these shootings keep happening, and, two, to do something about them, then, you know, that's it. This is going to happen again next week or the following week or a month from now. And you remember, it was back in November of 2018 where we spoke with, I think it was David Spadey's son, who was at that that Thousand Oaks Bar, I think it was called, in California.
Yes,
now,
you're right.
If I didn't say what state that was in, I'm betting most people, these shootings have become so common, they wouldn't even remember what state it was in.
God, you're so right. And look at this reading right here. This is from Paterson, New Jersey, the great town of Paterson. Three people are in the hospital following two separate shootings in Paterson. NorthJersey.com reporting two men in their 20s were shot on North 3rd Street near Temple Avenue last night and are being treated for non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. 18-year-old was also wounded by gunfire early yesterday morning along North Main Street and Haldon Avenue. Look at this. This happens. Anyone with information, by the way, related to either incident is urged to contact the Passaic County Prosecutor's Office. The politicians just aren't addressing it. And I always say, God, if I ever did jump in, the first thing I would do, I would take a camera crew and I would go 2 o'clock in the morning to the stressed areas of New Jersey and show what it's like in the United States of America in the 21st century. Be great if we started dealing with these issues at hand. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Adam Green is going to join us this hour. But your phone calls, I see on our Balance of Nature phone line, 877-970-2999. You are more than welcome to call us. Debbie Duhame is out there all morning long looking out for you. Mm-hmm. And Deb, do you get people? What did they? You were inundated. I was on the stage, and I was with Big Mike and my kids, and we were just wrapping up all the equipment and everything. And I looked, I want to make sure I got to Debbie and say hi to her parent. You were inundated with people. Are they asking you about traffic questions?
I mean, no, they were just saying hello and how they listen every morning.
Oh,
and, you know,
they're
part of our family, which is so nice, you know?
It's very true. It's so true.
It's just so nice to see everybody.
You were like a rock star. They were, and I said, oh, I got to go see Debbie. It was great. And then you were kind enough to come up on
stage. Nobody would have known. Yeah, nobody would have known that I was even there, except that you announced it. I would have just been sitting there quietly.
Bring the house lights up. Boy, we bought the house lights up, and I said, the one, the only, ladies and gentlemen. We love you, Debbie. How are we doing out there? Here it is, 921 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's see what's happening here on the Garden State Parkway south at 172, getting down toward Montvale. Looks like some down power cables. That's causing quite a delay. You're going to be detoured around that issue. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride over to the Hudson River crossings. Still moving slowly as you head over to the inbound. Lincoln is 15. Holland, a 10-minute delay. 280 East Exit 11 in Newark. An accident over there. Prepare for delays on the Cross Bronx West Bruckner out through the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. It's busy on the FDR Drive South right through the 70s. West Side North in the 20s. An accident being cleared. This report sponsored by Walgreens. At Walgreens, your day doesn't have to stop for diabetes. Get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens, True Metrics, and download tools to help you stay on track. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Sunny today, high of 72. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager believes the information gap is significant.
I want people who do not agree with me to read me.
This is a very real problem in America.
Conservatives read and know what the left thinks. And the opposite is not the case at all.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for their first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy.com. That's the Smart Way to Buy.
Ask.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that manages to get in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's that leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com. That's HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today. HomeAdvisor.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is 9:25. If you're anything like me, when you get a craving for Italian food, you want to eat the best of the best. No better place than Michael's of Brooklyn. You know, that's right there on Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. Michael's of Brooklyn is a it's an institution right there in Brooklyn. You know it is. Family owned and operated. Fred is there. Johnny is there. They've been in business since 1964. You got to stop in and experience an unforgettable meal at one of the five best Italian restaurants in America, according to the Food Network. And when I tell you that, I don't like to just, you know, put it out over the airwaves, because you think about it's not just in Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants, not just in the great state of New York or the city of New York, right? It's across the United States of America, one of the five best Italian restaurants. And you're going to love their delicious variety of puttanesca, marinara, fresh tomato and basil. Forget about arrabbiata, right? It's made, the sauce is made right there on the premises of Michael's of Brooklyn. Boom. So when you're listening outside the area on AM970TheAnswer.com, you pick up Michael's of Brooklyn at the supermarket, please, and you will see the best jarred sauce anywhere ever. And the best part about going to Michael's of Brooklyn is the chance to experience their authentic legacy of Italian tradition. I love that. You know how much I feel, how much I have love for that. And I'm out there, and I'm talking with Fred and Johnny and Michael himself and Marianne and the family, and Enzo is there to greet you. It's like the best place you want to be. We're going there next week, I believe. I'm going to be there. Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R and Nostrand. Don't forget, you're listening around the country. Go to your supermarket. Look at the sauces at the supermarket. You got to take home Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
On the radio with Frank and Al and Debbie, getting through your Monday morning, June 3rd, 2019, 9:27. So I see on the call board a guy that's been calling from day one. He is fired up. He is a fine patriot, Ralph. Let's put Ralph on the airwaves, boys. What do you say,
yeah,
Ralph?
Thank
welcome.
You for, thank you for taking my call, Joe. You know,
yes,
you
sir.
Mentioned about people who come to this country and who wants to not only dominate us, but also try to impose something upon us, okay? You know, no one has ever mentioned this good-for-nothing piece of, you know what, the education commissar over there in New York City, Carranza, okay? I've been observing and watching this man for quite some time now. Opinion, this man is not only an out-and-out racist individual, he's anti-white, and he's specifically targeting...
Did we lose Ralph there, Frankie?
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
Got so that excited translation. That he hung himself up.
Yeah, I actually...
Frank is our Ralph whisperer.
No, I don't pretend to speak Ralph, but but he is absolutely right on the money as far as
whatever
I'm concerned in terms of the awful schools chancellor that we have, Richard Carranza. I mean, I did not think it was possible to have a schools chancellor that would have been worse than the last schools chancellor we had, Carmen Fariña, but somehow Bill de Blasio, who, by the way, just got his first endorsement this week. Congratulations.
From
some unknown mayor.
The mayor of Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Where?
Population 10,000.
Huh?
Where? By the way, Joe.
Joe, it's not as if this mayor was actually that eager to endorse him. De Blasio had to visit Orangeburg, South Carolina three times before the mayor there agreed to endorse him.
The barbecue.
The people of Orangeburg, South Carolina have more access to New York City's mayor than New Yorkers do. There's 125,000 people in public housing wondering why there's still lead paint in their apartments. Right. And these 10,000 people in Orangeburg said, oh, it's De Blasio again. He's here every week.
How many people showed up to one of his rallies? Probably four.
No, well, I mean, look, there's not a lot of people there. There's only 10,000 people. There's 10,000 people in a block in Brooklyn.
So this guy's name Wilhelm? Let's go visit him.
But so Richard Carranza, not only was he one of the driving forces behind the a disastrous de Blasio strategy to destroy the specialized high school admissions test, which is so important, and I don't think we can talk enough about that, which is racist against Asians, by the way. But he demotes a whole bunch of white school administrators and promotes a bunch of unqualified minority administrators, hires this because it's all about, in his view, ending this white supremacy culture. They hire this consultant that is telling administrators and teachers that if you have a choice of giving preference and attention to a poor white student or a middle class black student, you have to give it to the middle class black student. Ralph is absolutely right. The school's chancellor is a racist. And if you made a list of the 1,000 biggest problems in New York City schools, and look, we have a lot of teachers, a lot of school safety agents, a lot of administrators that listen to us, and a lot of parents, they could tell you better than I can the 1,000 biggest problems. But none of those 1,000 problems would be a white supremacy culture in New York City public schools. I went to New York City public schools until I was in college. So did all three of my siblings. And there was never, ever a white supremacy culture, either in the classroom or...
This is all a fact that you...
Yes. There's a big lawsuit now. This is crazy what these guys are trying to do to our school system by taking... It started off by taking the eight successful schools in New York City and trying to make them just as crummy as the worst performing schools in our city. That's bad enough, but I can understand part of the rationale behind that. But then to demote administrators just because they're white, it's outrageous. Yeah, I mean, it's really this is outrageous.
Yeah, thank you, Frankie Fiberos. So Ralph was right on the money.
And absolutely.
Ralph, I think Frank just finished what you were going to go after before you got cut off. Hey, Adam Green's going to join us, co-founder of the Progressive Change Campaign Committee. We're going to talk about the Democratic primary contest. When's the first primary there? Is there the first debate coming up? Isn't it in June already?
Yeah, it should be in about 3 weeks.
Gee whiz. We'll talk to Adam Green about that. Meantime, you can call in on our Balance of Nature phone lines, 877-970-2999, 932. Big Al Cattullo standing by with the headline news, live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
63 degrees at 932. I'm Al Cattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The U.S. Geological Survey is confirming there was an earthquake off the Jersey Shore over the weekend. A 2.0 magnitude quake took place Saturday morning around 10 a.m. around 40 miles off the shore of Atlantic County, slightly more than 4 miles underground. There haven't been any reports of related damage or large waves caused by the event. It's actually the second earthquake recorded in the Garden State this year, a slightly smaller quake barely shaking Clifton and Passaic County back in April. Fans attending this year's Governor's Ball not thrilled with how the festival ended. The shows ended early Sunday night after thunderstorms moved into the area. Organizers forced everyone to evacuate early and are promising refunds for angry fans. The last day of the three-day festival was also delayed more than 6 hours due to thunderstorms earlier in the day. Those who turned up when the doors opened Sunday morning for a noon start were furious to learn of the delay, even though thunderstorms were not in the forecast until the evening. Sets by a number of artists were cut as a result. In sports, Yankees couldn't pull off a sweep of the Red Sox, losing 8-5 last night at Yankee Stadium. Steven Matz gave up a pair of homers in the first inning. The Mets went on to lose 7-1 to the Diamondbacks in Arizona. Both locals off today. The Yankees, they'll open up a series against the Blue Jays in Toronto tomorrow night, while the Mets are home to face the Giants. NBA Finals Game 2 goes to the Warriors. They beat the Raptors 109-104. Series now tied at a game apiece. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here on 287 getting out through Westchester County. 287 eastbound, slowing down by exit 4 as you get out toward White Plains. It's an accident on the shoulder. Still seeing some volume on 9A southbound getting into Briarcliff Manor. It looks like a disabled vehicle is in the way over there. Inbound GWB upper, a disabled truck, but traffic is still pretty light there. Lincoln 15 in, Holland 10. The outbound George Washington Bridge upper level construction, that's causing delays on the Cross Bronx heading west as you get from the Bruckner out through the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Expect delays as well west side as you head north into the 20s with an accident. And the Cross Island southbound at the LIE, an accident there as well. A lot of volume on the northbound Van Wyck. It's going to be stop and go getting up through Kew Gardens. We're still seeing some delays. It looks like you do have a disabled truck in that area. Sunny today, high of 72. Sunny tomorrow, high of 73. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amberin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonial is based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI, U.S. MULO, 52 weeks by UPC.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton, and I want to talk to you about something I haven't liked to talk about until now. My menopause. All my life, I've had energy. Energy to win gold in 84. But when menopause hit me, with the hot flashes and night sweats, I began to feel sluggish every day. That all changed when I discovered Ambren.
Ambren safely relieves 12 menopause symptoms by helping to restore your hormonal balance. Ambren is 100% drug-free, estrogen-free, and clinically tested. Ambren is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
Thanks to Ambren, my fear of hot flashes is gone. My sheets aren't soaked every night, and my energy is back. Give Ambren a try and see what it can do for you. It works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine retailers nationwide and get Ambren today.
Attention business owners. Join us at New York City Small Business Expo on Wednesday, June 5th at the Jacob Javits Convention Center. It's free to attend, and you'll network with thousands of business owners and entrepreneurs. Get access to more than 20 free business workshops, speed networking, exhibitors, and keynotes from leading industry experts. Plus, attend a special 45-minute digital marketing workshop presented by Salem Surround. Learn about cutting-edge strategies that can help you get more customers, increase your bottom line, and get ahead of your competition. You'll walk away with practical ideas that you can use to target more customers with digital marketing right now. Be sure to stop by the Salem Surround booth and get a free digital analysis for your business. It's the biggest business event of the year, New York City Small Business Expo. 100% free to attend, Wednesday, June 5th at the Jacob Javits Convention Center. Register online at thesmallbusinessexpo.com. That's thesmallbusinessexpo.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 936 right now, telling you about Balance of Nature. You got to try your Balance of Nature. Have you taken Balance of Nature yet? You got to do it. You got to do my fruits. I do my fruits in the morning, and then I take another dosage of fruits in the morning, and I take a couple of doses of the vegetables at night. It's antioxidants. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Boom. That is all Balance of Nature is. And it's, I'm telling you, this is so effective to fight the free radicals in your body. Doesn't that sound dramatic? But for me, the free radicals, well, you're being a cancer survivor. That's all I think about, the free radicals that are in all of our bodies, right? Balance of Nature fights that. And Dr. Douglas Howard says Balance of Nature is changing America one life at a time. Frankie Fibro's been talking about it for the longest time, right? And then finally, I try Balance of Nature. I meet the Howard family, beautiful family. Everybody, Dr. Douglas's wife and the Lex and the beautiful grandchild, and we had a great time. And then me being a hypochondriac, of course, I start asking Dr. Howard about Balance of Nature, what it does. He goes, Joe, look, it's just fruits and vegetables. And then what's interesting, and you can find all this out, by the way, if you call 800-246-8751 and you talk to your own health coach, there's things out there that don't help, that you see advertised that don't help at all, vitamin-wise. All you need, in my opinion, is Balance of Nature. And if you call 800-246-8751,
You try it. We want you on the Balance of Nature train the way Frankie is, the way I am, the way Albert is, the way Debbie is. The whole morning team is on the Balance of Nature train. You could talk to a health coach. You got allergies. You're not feeling right. You feel run down. I feel, this is my opinion, Balance of Nature will fix everything that is wrong with you. 800-246-8751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. If you use the discount code, the answer, for a limited time, all new preferred customers will receive an additional 15% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. 800-246-8751. Good health. It's only a phone call away.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Biscuit Bow in the morning. I love you staying with us. Thank you so much. Here it is, June 3rd, Monday already, and you got a nice day. And we're going into summertime, if you can believe it already. Hey, Adam Green is co-founder of the Progressive Change Campaign Committee. I've known Adam for so many years. He had texted me, hit me up on Twitter, said, Joe, let's get on the show. Let's talk politics. So I welcome Adam Green back to the show. Adam, how are you, my friend?
Hey. Good to be here, Jeff. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good, man. It's been, I'm trying to think, when we first met at the Paragano House, that has to be 20 years ago. Was it 20 years? 15 at least, right?
That sounds about right. Your kids
you were 12 years old. Come on.
Now you're being very kind to my age, but I appreciate that.
And how are your folks good? Everybody okay?
Everybody's good. My parents are traveling, playing tennis, and living a good New Jersey / Florida life these days.
Send my love. Send my very, very best.
Okay.
Hey, Anna, for starters, tell us about the Progressive Change Campaign. What is that exactly?
Sure. Yeah. The Progressive Change Campaign Committee, located online at boldprogressives.org, is about a million people across the country who get involved both in elections and issue advocacy. And, you know, part of what we do is, you know, really challenge power in all respects. You know, we are not just tethered to anybody who calls himself a Democrat. We want people who will go to bat for working families and really propose inspiring ideas and be willing to be a leader, not just kind of a checklist person or just a lame political insider. So we really try to find, you know, regular people, you know, teachers, scientists, you know, good working people who want to run for office, train them. We're training about 1,000 candidates across the country this year with the basic skills of running for office, help them get elected, and then work with them when they are elected to push new ideas into the mainstream.
Well, you know, the Democrats, don't they owe their majority in the House to moderate Democrats? Everybody looks at everybody Democratic-wise, and I rail against the progressives because I was a lifelong Democrat. I think when we were hanging out, I believe I was still registered in the party, you know, now more like a libertarian independent. But those moderate Democrats, there's some great moderate Democrats, and I support the president, Adam, and I'm thinking, like, I shouldn't say this out loud, but those moderate president, like Democrats like Jeff Van Drew in the first in Jersey, or Josh Gottheimer, a lot of them are making a lot of sense. Don't you think they should have those blue dog Democrats, shouldn't they have a bigger say in the party?
Well, funny, you know, let's take one step back and then get to that question. You know, one thing that I'm often reminded of is that so many issues in our policy debate, in our political debate, are actually less about left versus right and more about the elites versus working people, right? The top versus the bottom, the insiders versus the outsiders. And frankly, you know, when you look at the insiders versus the outsiders, there's more of us on the outside than there are, you know, the elite politicians on the inside.
Yeah.
And, you know, that applies to issues, right? So Republican grandparents and Democratic grandparents all like their Social Security, right? I've met your kids, right? Republican parents and Democratic parents care about childcare, and it's a real issue in their life and their life mobility and, you know, choices that are made based on the high cost of childcare. So you mentioned Jeff Van Drew. He campaigned on expanding Social Security benefits. You know, Connor Lamb, who won a 20-point Trump district in very red Pennsylvania, ran millions of dollars of TV ads promising not to cut Social Security and Medicare, saying no to corporate PAC money, and promising better unions and jobs. If people want to call that moderate, that's great. But honestly, I just think that's a working people's agenda.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, who do you like for 2020? I can't figure it out. I know Joe Biden. I've known him for years. I'm old. I'm older than you, my friend. I know. I used to hang with, man, when I first started out, Joe Biden would be there down in with Bill Bradley, Senator Lautenberg, and Joe Biden was always nice, always personable, always friendly, right on top of his game. But I don't know. I mean, is he going to hold out this huge lead that he has in the Democratic primary here, Adam?
I don't think so. I think it's possible to both, honor Joe Biden's lifetime of work in the public eye, while also saying he's not necessarily the right person for this moment. I mean, frankly, I think that Jersey Joe is a little more in touch with working people than Delaware Joe, who literally represented credit card companies and big corporations based in Delaware for decades. And at this moment, if you think about how Trump won, I mean, he railed against Wall Street speeches, railed against corporate trade deals, railed against corrupt insiders in Washington. And I'm not sure that our best foot forward is somebody who's been in Washington for 40 years and whose main brand is not any one policy, but is basically cutting backroom deals with big corporations and out of touch, Republican and Democratic politicians. Personally, I think that Elizabeth Warren is a lot more viable for our side.
You know, it's so funny. Somebody said it, and I got railed. How could you let that guy? Mark Green came on. We went at it, because he was against the president. He was not as civil as you are, and we may be politically opposite, but we have a nice discussion here. But he brought up Elizabeth Warren. I said, well, then if you look at Elizabeth Warren, it's her demeanor that is that I don't think attractive, but she at least has something to say, because I don't think, again, I go back to the Democrats of old, Adam Green, man, they were for the working people, and JFK, they had initiatives for the working people. So Elizabeth Warren is talking about breaking up the tech companies. At least she's saying something. It's not anti-Trump. She's talking about breaking up the tech companies. But I ask you this, because of her, things that sometimes that she says, the way she carries herself, can she possibly surface to the top, do you think?
I do think so. I definitely encourage people to watch the upcoming debates on June 25th and 26th, where I think people's understanding of Elizabeth Warren will change, if that's their opinion.
Wow.
I went on the campaign trail this summer for events just to kind of take it in and see, honestly, if her message was too wonky for people or whatever.
Right.
The answer was no, and I'll tell you. I left a town hall meeting in Mississippi that she went to, and I talked to two people afterwards. One was an African-American gentleman, another was an older white lady. Both of them went in supporting Joe Biden to her town hall and left enthusiastic about Elizabeth Warren and saying they're going to vote for her. And the guy said to me, I've never seen that Elizabeth Warren on TV before. Like, there's often a caricature of her on TV, but she was amazing talking about the issues and grounding it in her personal life, growing up poor in Oklahoma, dealing with childcare issues, dealing with the high cost of college, or actually of the low cost of college back then, but understanding how it's so high today, and just grounding in her personal story. And I really think that, honestly, on the debate stage, storytelling, which you're so good at and effective communicators are so good at, will be a prime. And she is an amazing storyteller rooted in her own personal story in Oklahoma.
Well, interesting. I know you could call. I know people are yelling at the radio. You could call 877-970-2999. Adam, is there anything that the House Democrats can work with President Trump on for the next 2 years? Anything they could join together on, you thinking?
Yeah. Well, this first, not last thing. I don't want to tell anybody. I want to show people. So, I just encourage people to watch the debates and judge for themselves and let the chips fall where they may. On working with Trump, I mean, look, I personally love the issue of infrastructure. Everybody, again, it's not Democrats or Republicans that benefit rebuilding our crumbling schools or roads or bridges. It's all of us. So honestly, if there were ever a possibility to work together and pass something massive that rebuilds our community and creates lots of good paying jobs in New Jersey and across the country, then that would be great. Now, what we can't do is privatize our highways, which he actually did propose in the past, putting up toll booths, basically selling them to Wall Street investors in foreign countries, who then put up toll booths and our money leaves our state and goes to either Wall Street or, some Middle Eastern country. Like that is not okay. But if we're actually investing in, public money in public jobs to create public schools and bridges and stuff, that would be great. I would love that.
That's it. And what about impeachment? Shouldn't they just put that? You know, those of us who support the president. Listen, I'm a patriot. I support whatever is great for the country. They thought impeachment this, impeachment that, and I've had it, and I will rail against it. And I say, bring it on, because it'll never go through. But don't you think that the Democratic Party should just stay away from this and just maybe concentrate on exactly the things you're talking about?
I think we can walk and chew gum. I mean, look, I totally respect those who say we have so many important problems beyond impeachment. We can't just focus on impeachment. That is correct. But also, as a patriot, you know, I assume you love the Constitution. And my question would just be, well, what do you do ever, Democratic or Republican president, if the Constitution is being violated? If powers that are clearly given to Congress, laws that are clearly on the books, are not being observed? You know, Congress definitely has the power to subpoena records, and this White House and this, you know, Treasury Department is blocking that, you know, without any remorse. What do you do in that situation? And that is a constitutional crisis if it's allowed to stand. And so much of this is about precedent, right? I'm no historian, but when Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon and all the people involved in Nixon, apparently that sent a pretty big signal that if you're corrupt and you're a political insider, you will get off the hook. And that led to a lot of things down the road, including the lying that got us into Iraq, with people just doing it with impunity, feeling like if I'm breaking the law, I will get off the hook. How long will we take this and how much will we tolerate is, I think, a legitimate question to ask. Now, Donny Deutsch, who you probably know, is on Morning Joe a lot, saying we shouldn't call it impeachment. We should call it a criminal probe of Trump and just investigate if there's any crimes.
Yeah.
That's an interesting middle ground. I don't know if that's the best way forward, but I think accountability has to be key.
But you're a smart young guy. We $40 million to $30 million, whatever it was, with the Mueller probe. Then they couldn't find anything. And they're going on and on and on. And those of us who just want to move on. And let's talk about the violence, the 12 people killed in Virginia Beach. Let's talk about the infrastructure. You and I, you know how dedicated I've been to helping the at-risk community. That's the Democrat. Mm-hmm. That should be the Democratic platform. I'm just saying it'd be nice if we just could concentrate on those things rather than waste. You know what? And we'll let you go, Adam. We appreciate this nice conversation we could have. But you know what? The way they went after Bill Clinton and whatever Bill Clinton did, I always thought, I thought that was the dumbest probe, going after Bill Clinton and trying to impeach Bill Clinton. What a waste of time. And I think that plays to this day, too. Are you feeling that at all?
Well, I agree with you on that. But, you know, all criticisms of presidents aren't created equal. I mean, honestly, the Mueller report turned a profit, you know, based on the money that they brought in from finding people like Paul Manafort, who was hiding, not paying his taxes. It actually made millions of dollars for taxpayers. It did find crimes. You know, Justin Amash, an arch-right conservative in the middle of Republican parts of Michigan, came out and has called for impeachment, and he had a town hall meeting. And one of his constituents basically said afterwards, holy cow, I only listen to conservative media. I never knew until my Republican congressman just told me that there are crimes outlined in the Mueller report. Mueller basically said the president committed crimes. He obstructed justice, and you can't do that. You can't obstruct justice.
Yeah,
he obstructed justice. He's not. He did a bunch of, basically witness tampering, which you can't do. And, you know, the only reason I'm not indicting him is because I'm not allowed by law to indict. But hey, Congress, you should do something. Again, I think the bottom line is accountability. Political insiders can't be subject to a different set of rules than the rest of us.
Listen, I hear what you're saying as a Democrat, as a progressive, saying that. But not one of those things have been brought out. Not one. What is I keep saying, when Maxine Waters is screaming, I say, what are you going to impeach on? What is obstruction of justice? What has anything to do with Russia collusion? Russia collusion was what we went in for initially, and now they're sidestepping and say obstruction of justice. And like I said on Bill Maher's show, they can't get on the Russia collusion. They can't get obstruction of justice. They can't pinpoint everything. Then they say, oh, Donald Trump's a dictator. I say, just put the hate aside for this president, and let's do – you had some great initiatives. You know, the college loans, that's something. The tech companies are taking over. How do we deal with that, and how do we deal with infrastructure? That's what I would love to see the Democrats and a young person like yourself to lead the country, if you're going to go on that side, to go along with. Adam, we appreciate your time, man, and appreciate the civil conversation we could have.
There we go.
A co-founder of the Progressive Change Campaign Committee. Adam, listen, love to the family, my friend, and you're welcome here anytime.
All right, thanks, Joe. You're amazing. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, Adam. Take care. At 9:52 with Joe on the radio. Try.
I don't want to yell. Somebody's going to yell, right, Debbie? Yell. No, how could you say that? You know, I want to just nice amicably, you know, put it forth.
That's it.
Like, come on, you know, and have a nice conversation. He's a nice, he's a nice kid, you know. Mm-hmm. But I hate when people are totally. They just get absorbed with the Trump derangement syndrome, you know?
Right.
It's like, come on, let's just move on,
yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, like, let's just deal with things and behave maturely.
With facts, right.
Yes.
Hey, Deb, how are we doing traffic-wise? 9:53 on the roads with Debbie Duhaime. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now. Newark Light Rail, we're seeing a suspension with signal problems, so we're going to keep an eye on that for you. Also, the LIRR. Still seeing delays, westbound LIRR trains through Jamaica, a 20-minute delay because of earlier signal problems. Also, the A train, some delays as well downtown with ongoing signal issues. Inbound GWB, a disabled truck, 15 into that upper level. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to cost you about 5 minutes. Holland 5, the outbound GWB upper construction, so heavy traffic on the Cross Bronx into the GWB. And the Garden State Parkway South at 172, down power cables getting down toward Montvale. And 9A southbound into Briarcliff Manor. It's a disabled vehicle in the way as well. Northbound Van Wyck slowing down through Kew Gardens because of an earlier disabled truck. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I'm thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour with my friend Dennis Prager. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of our country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual regions on earth. More than a vacation, this bucket list trip will deepen your faith and expand your mind. I personally want to invite you to join me on this journey. Register today, and I'll see you in Israel.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine today, a few clouds, rather windy and cooler than recent days, the high just 70. Clear and chilly tonight. Lows will range from the mid to upper 40s in the suburbs to 51 in Midtown. Tomorrow, sunshine mixing with clouds, a cool, nice day, high 71. For Wednesday, more clouds than sun, becoming warmer and more humid, with a couple of showers in the area, especially in the afternoon. There could also be a thunderstorm in spots. Wednesday's high near 80. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 9:55, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. You know, I want to tell you about the great John Bramnick book. John Bramnick's a friend. He's the funniest lawyer in New Jersey. He's a stand-up comedian. He wrote this great book entitled Why People Don't Like You. I tell you, it's so funny. It's like a hilarious rule book with illustrations by Pat Brentano. It'll make you laugh as you turn each page. It's like a coffee table book, you know, and it's a good read. Your teenagers will love it. Here are a few rules. For example, don't say sorry to interrupt if you're interrupting for no real reason, right? Sorry to interrupt you, but don't say it because you're interrupting, right? This is one of my favorite. Don't back up on the turnpike when you've missed the exit. Oh, and one more time, right? Do not back up on the turnpike when you miss the exit. Hey, also, grudges are a complete waste of time, and they consume energy needed to be successful. That's great advice. Also, if you have to look at your phone, now I've started doing this ever since I read the Bramnick book right here. You apologize before you do it. And I was doing the phone, I was talking to somebody, and I said, I thought of John's book, and I did. I said, oh, I'm sorry, I have to just get back to my kid here. Do you mind if I'm checking? Or something like that. So apologize if you go to your phone. And by the way, don't take the book too seriously. You got to get yourself a copy of Why People Don't Like You. It's a great read. I highly recommend it. You can order on Amazon today by typing in Bramnick book, Bramnick book. That's why people don't like you is the name of the book, available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Jersey J. show on the radio, 957 on AM 970, The Answer. I have a fly on me all the time. I don't know what that is. That's my least irritating, the most irritating thing is a fly. I don't know what it is. Even worse than mosquitoes or anything. You know what I like? Do you ever see those fly strips? We should put those up. The fly strips where the flies get sucked on the fly strip. That'll
you mean,
be
wait,
fun.
This isn't irritating? The fly is?
Are you kidding me? I live for that. I live for that.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay. Uh-oh. Now, see, this is a problem. I got... maybe a Fox request today. I may have to jump on there. Yep. I'm going to have to do that and do dinner. Here we go with the schedule, Frankie. Let the week begin.
Excellent.
Let the craziness begin. Frank, great show. Thank you for putting everybody together.
Thank you,
together.
Joe.
We appreciate it. Al, always great to hear your
Thank
voice
you,
and your trials and tribulations of life. Appreciate it. Debbie, we love you. Thanks again, Debbie, for being at that great show on Saturday night. Thank you for being there. And thank you for listening. And Al and Frank and Debbie and myself, we so appreciate you when you tune in to Piscopo in the morning. Piscopo, Gattulo, Morano, and Debbie Duhaime in the morning. Let's do this again tomorrow. We'll be on YouTube. We'll be on Facebook. Streaming live tomorrow. Now do me a big favor and go out and make it the best Monday ever, because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.